The state is waiting for four different companies to complete appraisals of the mine. Department of Administration Secretary George Lightborn says it's the appraisal of the mineral rights that is delaying the process. To put a dollar figure on the minerals, the appraisers have to consider how much it would cost to smelt and refine the 55 million tons of zinc and copper the mine might produce. But State Representative Spencer Black says it's clear to him the Australian-based company that owns the mine really isn't interested in extracting those minerals. He says copper and zinc prices are at a historic low, and the company is already closing copper mines in other parts of the world.
There's no profit at mining these minerals, even when you can mine them relatively cheaply. The mine in Forest County is going to be very, very expensive to mine. So why would the company want to mine minerals that they would have to pay a lot of money to mine and could not sell at a profit?
Nicolet Minerals spokesperson Dale Alberts takes issue with that assessment. He says if the state wants to buy the land, it should start discussions soon, because if a deal isn't reached, the company wants to move ahead quickly with getting the permits it needs to start excavation.
If this goes on very long, it can be an impediment to or a distraction from the permitting process, and it's certainly not good for the morale of the employees, and I'm just not going to let it go on forever.
The company has already spent $70 million gathering the data necessary for getting permits to open the mine, and it would cost another $350 million to get the mine up and running. Environmentalists hope the state and the mining company can cut a deal. They want to turn the 5,000-acre mine site into a nature preserve. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.